He, Eliezer Yudkowsky, and Nate Sorez also signed the letter, though we considered it a severe understatement. It wasn't the AIs of 2023 that worried us or the other signatories, nor are we worried about the AIs that exist as we write this in early 2025. Today's AIs still feel shallow in some deep sense that's hard to describe. They have limitations, such as an inability to form new long-term memories. These shortcomings have been enough to prevent those AIs from doing substantial scientific research or replacing all that many human jobs. Our concern is for what comes after, machine intelligence that is genuinely smart, smarter than any living human, smarter than humanity collectively. We are concerned about AI that surpasses the human ability to think and to generalize from experience and to solve scientific puzzles and invent new technologies and to plan and strategize and plot and to reflect on and improve itself. We might call AI like that artificial superintelligence, or ASI, once it exceeds every human at almost every mental task. AI isn't there yet. But AIs are smarter today than they were in 2023, and much smarter than they were in 2019. AI research has yielded jump after jump after jump in AI capability in 2012 and 2016 and 2020 and 2022 and 2024. We don't know whether progress will peter out, causing these jumps to halt for a time until new methods and technologies are invented. We don't know how many jumps are left before AI becomes the extinction-level event that the letter's signatories warned about. But history has shown time and time again that AI researchers invent new methods and overcome old obstacles. Progress is often surprisingly fast. Most computer scientists in 2015 would have told you that ChatGPT-level artificial conversation wouldn't be in reach for another 30 or 50 years. We didn't know when artificial superintelligence would arrive, but we agreed it should be a global priority. In fact, we think the open letter drastically undersells the issue. We were invited to sign that one-sentence open letter in our capacity as co-leaders of the Machine Intelligence Research Institute, or MIRI, a non-profit institute. MIRI had been working on questions relating to machine superintelligence since 2001, long before these issues got much publicity or funding. To oversimplify, among the few who have been following this matter for decades, MIRI is acknowledged as having worked on it the longest. One of us, Yudkowsky, is the founder of MIRI. The other, Sorez, is its current president. MIRI was the first organized group to say, superintelligent AI will predictably be developed at some point, and that seems like an extremely huge deal. It might be technically difficult to shape superintelligences so that they help humanity rather than harming us. Shouldn't someone start work on that challenge right away, instead of waiting for everything to turn into a massive emergency later? We did not start out saying that. Yudkowsky began by trying to build machine superintelligence in the year 2000. But in 2001, he realized that it would not necessarily turn out friendly. And in 2003, he realized that problem would be hard. For its first two decades, MIRI was a technical research institute without much involvement in policy. The organization mostly held workshops for interested scientists and housed a few promising researchers. We tried to figure out the math for understanding and shaping superhuman machine intelligence and for predicting how it might go wrong. MIRI also had some downstream effects that we now regard with ambivalence or regret. At a conference we organized, we introduced Demis Hassabis and Shane Legg, the founders of what would become Google DeepMind, to their first major funder. And Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, once claimed that Yudkowsky had got many of us interested in AGI and was critical in the decision to start OpenAI. MIRI's history is complicated, but one way of summarizing our relationship to the larger field might be this.